Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, Justin Frobert. Justin, you are the founder and CEO of Elite Travel Hackers, among a lot of other business interests. And as of where we're recording this, of course, you are you're always traveling, I think, right? But yeah. Justin, it's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Josh. Yeah, I'm currently in Tulum, Mexico, you know, practicing what we preach and traveling for little to no money out of pocket. So,
okay, which we're going to reveal how you are able to do that. So business owners that spend money on your business, stay plugged in. You are not going to want to miss what Justin's going to reveal. Justin, I always love talking with leaders and finding out what they do for fun when they are not at work. Now, normally, you know, so sometimes people say, well, I love to travel. Well, that's cheating because that's your work. So what do you do when you are traveling? So right now you're in Mexico, and I understand that that's kind of part of what you enjoy doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So even when I'm traveling, I find ways to have a lot of fun. One of my big hobbies is actually salsa dancing. And the reason for that, and you make a face like, oh, you never would have guessed that. But I love to get plugged into the local cultures, and salsa dancing. When I was traveling Latin America a few years ago, I backpacked all of Latin America, kind of became the big hobby, the way for me to connect, meet with new people. And then the other big thing for me is I'm a foodie. So I love finding the hidden gem restaurants that, you know, nobody's talking about, you know, the five-star hole in the walls that just have their family owned, but, you know, mom and pop shop that have incredible gourmet meals. Tons of those across Mexico, by the way.
So. Oh, wow. You know, where they just take so much pride in what they're creating and they've worked at it and they're masterful at that level. And then you get to have that intimate experience. Is that kind of what you get out of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great when they invite you back and they, you know, they want you to show it off to all your friends. And there's been situations where I've been invited back to their home, you know, for like a personalized cooked meal, because I love connecting with people in that way. And whether it's learning the local language or finding that hole in the wall spot or getting plugged into the culture, like salsa dancing, for example, that's the ability to connect with people regardless of where you are in the world.
Yeah. And then salsa dancing, taking a dance class or signing up for dance classes, I probably would do okay. But when I think about it, I'm a little intimidated. Any advice?
Just hop in, right? Yeah. Like it's everybody's got a rhythm. They just got to uncover it a little bit. And with the right teacher, you know, a couple hours can be, you can be dancing basic level and be on the dance floor, you know, cutting a rug. I don't know if you're familiar with Tim Ferriss, but, Tim, one of his strategies, that helped me out a lot was, he's a tango world champion. He holds the world record for most consecutive spins in tango. And the way he hacked that was he learned the female part first, because if he could learn how to be led and let go of control, which is, you know, we have trouble doing as men, right? But because you could feel the way you needed to be led, it made, you know, learning the moves and transitioning into being a good leader rather, because you knew the part of the follow, a lot easier. So once I figured that out, helped me hack salsa dancing a lot faster.
Oh,
Great tip. All right, Justin, we got to talk about travel, and we have to talk about how your clients are able to get ridiculous amounts of vacations for free. Do you want to just, I feel like I just want to like, just like give you the microphone. Give us a little mini class, if you would.
Yeah.
Can I just give you like maybe 4 or 5 minutes and just give, have you give us an overview? Would that be okay? Because hearing you explain it uninterrupted while I'm quiet, I think would probably be most valuable.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So at Elite Travel Hackers, we work with business owners in two ways. One, we help them maximize the credit card points they earn on every dollar they spend by getting them on the right credit cards, the right strategies, showing them little loopholes like paying their quarterly estimated taxes by card, their credit card by their payroll by credit card, even their rent and mortgage by credit card at a 0% transaction fee. So the goal is to get them earning, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of points a year, by being on the right strategies. So for example, most people are using an Amex Business Platinum for a lot of their expenses. They're earning 1 point per dollar. They could be earning anywhere from 2 to 22 points per dollar, right? And when you start to add that up, it equates to a lot of points. Then on the back end, what we're helping them do is maximize the value of those points when it comes to redeeming them for first class flights, business class flights, five-star hotel stays. So the goal is to get them taking a $50,000 vacation for little to no money out of pocket. And people are like, how is that possible? You know, if I go and I have 1 million Amex points, I see that I can only redeem them for $6,000 to $10,000 in statement credits or, you know, gift cards or that type of stuff. Well, those same 1 million points, when you strategically use them and transfer them to airline partners, hotel partners, you find the best flights and hotel stays, can be worth anywhere from $40,000 to $100,000 in free travel. Same exact points, same exact business spend, but you're earning way more points from that business spend. And then your points are worth 4 to 10 times the value that you're redeeming them for from a cashback standpoint. So most people don't realize that points and miles are the fifth largest currency in the world, but they treat them like an afterthought when they could be earning, you know, 50,000, 100,000. Some of our business owners we work with earn $500,000 a year in free travel, right? That they were just unknowingly sitting on because they didn't know how to play the game. The banks don't want you to figure this out because they lose money on that, right? So they make it a hard game to play. But when you work with a points and miles expert, then you are getting so much value in return that otherwise would have been redeemed for a couple $1,000s cash back.
So the card companies, is it kind of like, well, not so much anymore, but back in the old days in Vegas, right, is they would, you know, provide cheap this or this, that, you know, lots of like lost leaders. Or is this a marketing strategy from the credit card companies to offer all of these crazy incentives, knowing full well that most people are not going to kind of work the system like you're able to do with your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why you see like sign up bonuses of, hey, spend $100,000 or spend $4,000 on this card in the first 90 days, get 100,000, you know, bonus points, right? That, and then they'll advertise that those 100,000 bonus points are worth $1,000 in cash back or $1,000 in free travel, right? And most people will waste their points that way because the bank's pushing it that, you know, pushing it so hard. Those same 100,000 points could almost get you a round trip business class flight to Europe in a lie flat seat at $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 value, right? So they don't make the game easy to play, but they're trying to draw you in, you know, because they're saying, okay, yeah, your annual fee is only $695, but you're going to get $1,000 back. So you make money off the transaction. But what they don't tell you is there's a lot of hidden value that most people don't know about, because they don't want you to leverage the game and beat them at, you know, beat them at their own game, basically.
I feel it's like the guy who was able to redeem a jet fighter with Pepsi because he bought so many Pepsi. I'm sure you heard that story, right? So where does Elite Travel? So explain to me how you work with your clients, because, you know, as you mentioned, yeah, you know, you have to do this right and you have to do it well. So where do you fit in to make sure that your clients are able to max out on all of the free money or the free travel benefits that they're able to get?
Yeah, so think of us as like a CPA, but for your business expenses, credit and credit card strategies, meets a luxury travel agent, but is using points, right? So what we come in and do is we audit all of your current personal and business expenses, and we say, okay, right now you're earning 1 point per dollar on your ad spend, you're earning 1 point per dollar on your software cost, 1 point per dollar on meals and travel, et cetera. And no points on payroll, no points on rent or mortgage payments, no points on your quarterly estimated taxes. So let's say you have, $1.4 million in business expenses, just pulling a number out of thin air. You might earn 165,000 points there. And then most people redeem that at 1 cent per point, get $1,600 cash back. But they're not earning points on rent, mortgage, payroll. They're earning 1 point per dollar on pretty much everything. What we do is we say, okay, if you are on this specific set of cards based on your business and personal expenses, you could be earning anywhere from 2 to 22 points per dollar. So in the advertising example, you could be getting 4 points per dollar there. You'd be getting 4 points per dollar on gas, dining, groceries, 4 points per dollar on software costs, 3 points per dollar on office supplies, 2 points per dollar on payroll, 2 points per dollar on quarterly estimated taxes, up to 1.25 points per dollar on rent and mortgage payments. So this all adds up. You take that same 1.4, $1.5 million in expenses, you're now earning 3.1 million points. I can take that and turn it into up to $310,000 in free travel. So, kind of the no-brainer for question for most people, which would you rather have? $300,000 in free travel or $1,600 in cash back? That is a massive gap there, right? And it's just because we come in and we optimize how you're earning those points by getting you on the right credit cards that match your expenses, where you're going to earn bonus points. And then on the back end, we're a full white glove concierge where we take those points and we find you the best, flights and hotel redemptions. So if you go to the Delta portal, for example, today, and you want to book a Delta One business class or first class seat over to Europe, you might see that seat for 400,000 miles one way per person. That may be half the points that you were going to earn in a year, right? But that same exact Delta One seat is going to open up in the Air France portal, which is a partner airline portal, for as little as 60,000 miles. Same exact seat, same exact route. Then it might also open up in the Virgin Atlantic portal for as little as 23,000 miles, right? So now you've gotten 10, 15 times the number of tickets for the same exact 400,000 miles that you were going to spend on one seat.
Justin, at what level does it make sense regarding the maybe the amount of money that goes out from a business where they should probably have a conversation with you because there's probably, listen, you're already spending the money and you're already taking vacations. How'd you like to level up those vacations and pay a whole lot less money? Like, where's that kind of that break even where it kind of starts to become a no-brainer?
Yeah, so anybody who has $15,000 in total monthly spend between personal and business, and that's excluding payroll, that's excluding quarterly estimated taxes and rent and mortgage. So just your daily expenses that you're already running through credit card, a minimum of $15,000 a month is going to get you one, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 vacation, depending upon the dates, the deals, and the destinations per year. So the rent and the mortgage, the payroll, the quarterly estimated taxes are icing on the cake that help you take an even nicer vacation or multiple trips. But anybody who's spending 15K a month minimum between personal and business should be working with a points and miles expert and advisor, because it is just free money you're leaving on the table. You're spending, like you said, you're spending the money anyways. So why not go ahead and optimize that?
And Justin, I know you've got some resources on your website. Your website, by the way, is elitetravelhackers.com. And obviously, you offer free strategy calls. I would highly recommend just have a quick call because what happens on a strategy call?
Yeah, so what we do is we walk through your current personal and business card, credit card setup, and then we talk high level expenses, and we show you a couple of little loopholes and strategies that could optimize what you're doing, and then we give you a total free travel estimate based off of the credit card you're on and the expenses that we talked about. And show you how much free travel you could be earning on an annual basis if you're fully optimized. And then we walk you through a couple of different program levels that we have and different ways we can help you out with that. So regardless, you walk away with some strategies that you can implement. And then we've got higher level programs for people that that want a completely done for you service there.
Justin Frober, founder CEO of Elite Travel Hackers, found on the web at elitetravelhackers.com. You also have a free training there, and of course where someone would grab a call with you and your team. Justin, great conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Josh. It was a blast.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your PodVerified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.